Hello and welcome to yet another edition of Jay and Jack Present, a Shut Up Tim production of Inside the Podcaster Studio with Shut Up Tim. Yes, this is the full title. And yes, oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Guys, hurry up. We got to hurry up. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Well, like every episode of Jay and Jack Present, a Shut Up Tim production of Inside the Podcaster Studio with Shut Up Tim. Yes, this is a full title. We are always under the time gun because the corporate overlords, Jay and Jack, only limit the amount of time that I'm allowed to broadcast my brilliant brain to all of you, my class. And I have to really say that, unfortunately, after last week and, you know, the first episode, I don't think Jay appreciated what, you know, he's a boring guest, and I'm sorry that the responses from the class and the public were highly negative towards him. So they're only affording us 25 minutes this week, unfortunately. So
what?
So there's no time to waste. We must get to our guest and start asking the questions because we are like even 5 minutes less than last week under the time gun. So I just want to take the time and say that we here at Jane Jack Present, a Shut Up Tim production of Inside the Podcaster Studio with Shut Up Tim, yes, this is the full title, really do appreciate all the patrons who support this show and, you know, basically subscribe because of this show. I want to thank you all. And you know, we are a critically acclaimed show, even just after the first episode. I mean, listen to like some of these reviews that we got from the patrons. Randy Rohrer says, I enjoyed this podcast. Maggie Mack said, millions of times better than the broadcast. And even Colleen Gladfilter said, a podcast so good, I'll take credit for it. And last but not least, Scott Eric says, this is probably the best podcast I have listened to. And that's including my own podcast that I do. In fact, this will be the only podcast I listen to from this point forward. Well, thank you all, patrons. Wow. Thank you all patrons. And we here again at Jay and Jack Present, a Shut Up Tim production of Inside the Podcaster Studio with Shut Up Tim. Yes, this is the full title. Are thankful for all of you. And again, we're under the time gun, so let's get right to our guest. And before we introduce guest number two, I do want to say another thank you to such a great response from the community and the patrons that we had to take on a staff. I now have an intern, and I want to say thank you to CJ, my intern, who actually helped prep the questions for our guest. And I would like to finally say, welcome to Jay and Jack Present, a Shut Up Tim production of Inside the Podcaster Studio with Shut Up Tim. Yes, this is the full title, to Matt Ekeroff. Did I say that right? Ekeroff?
No.
Ekeroff?
Not close.
CJ,
not...
he didn't give me a pronouncer on your last name. Matt.
That's okay. I get Ekeroff quite a bit, but it is just Ekeroff, just like Einstein.
Oh, Ekeroff. Okay. Yeah. Well, Matt, I am told you're from the Three Stupid Guys branch of the Jay and Jack Network, which includes Sports Talk and Walking Dead. Is this correct?
Yeah, that is the correct information.
Okay, so CJ got that part right. Okay, great. So
CJ might be one of the only people that listens to the show, so hopefully he got his facts.
Well, he offered to help me out because I was confused as to let's say unfamiliar. Let's use that as it's more
sure
proper and honestly, that brings us to our very first question for you, and it's probably the most popular question that you know we reached out at Jay and Jack Present, a Shut Up Tim production of Inside the Podcaster Studio with Shut Up Tim. Yes, this is the full title. We reached out to the patrons and the listeners and all of my fans upon fans, and the most popular question to come back, and even including one or two of the hosts of the podcast network. Matt, who are you?
Well, I guess that's a good question. I've been with Jay and Jack maybe the longest now. since Warm Taffy has officially retired. So it's a little known fact there, but I've been with, I somehow wound up on Sports Talk and I've been there ever since. Jack actually won't let me go. So
I've heard people have that problem with Jack before too. So I guess naturally the next logical question would be like, then how did you get into podcasting and how have you been retained by Jay and Jack Services?
Well, it kind of went in the same there. So Sports Talk, I just kind of showed up one day, called in, and I was invited back and then back again. And eventually I just stayed with Sports Talk, even though my expertise might not necessarily be in sports all the time. So, and Russ had a great idea of doing a Walking Dead podcast. So I don't know why Russ actually came up with the idea, but that's now our flagship show is The Walking Dead. So,
yeah, and I believe CJ tells me that you guys are actually phasing out Sports Talk entirely. Is that true?
That is the rumor on the street. That's what I heard. Yeah, Sports Talk is you know, we put a lot of hard effort into that show, and I'll tell you, the numbers don't lie. Walking Dead is very popular. In fact, we beat The Married Man last week in downloads, just not to brag there, but
yes.
I don't know if you've ever heard of that show.
I am very familiar with Walking Dead. I used to watch it, and then I stopped. So will you guys be covering Fear of Walking Dead, and or do you guys already do that?
We don't, and we've had no interest in covering Fear of the Walking Dead. We've toyed around with it, but I think the consensus is no. And you know, if you'd asked me, will you ever do a show about zombies or a podcast, I would have said no. I have no interest in that, and somehow that's what I do.
Well, that makes sense since I have no interest in listening to Sports Talk, so
we're zombies. So that's why you don't know who I am.
Well, I quit this season of The Walking Dead. So unfortunately, that helps. Okay, so CJ prepped the next series of questions specifically for you because he was more familiar with your. Wait a second. Okay, this is so you grew up in Montana. What's that like?
I didn't grow up in Montana. I like Montana. That's a nice state. I'd love to retire there maybe one day. If it wasn't so cold all the time. Originally from Ohio, I'm a Buckeye. Lived in Washington State for a while, and now I live in the not so great state of Indiana.
Oh, good to know. Okay, well, that's weird. Okay, his second question is, you lived abroad and studied abroad. What was that like? Can you tell us about your experience in France?
Well, that summer abroad happened right before everything went south with 9/11. So, you know, it was a different time period then. You could, as an American, you could just ride any car, train, you know, into any town and drink for free. It was great. So I've never been abroad. I wish.
Huh?
I don't know where CJ's getting this information from. I've never been abroad.
Okay. That's confusing.
I've never even dressed like a woman. I've never even been on the broadcast.
This is confusing. Well, I mean, these are the questions I have for you, Matt. I'm going to press forward.
I think your intern you should rehire.
You were very open about talking about your sexuality. What inspires you to live this way, Matt?
Really the people inspire me to live the way I do, openly with my lovely wife mm-hmm. and two children. mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. you know, I live a pretty easygoing life. I'm not that exciting of a man, I guess, is what you're getting at. I don't know where she gets all this information from.
As a staunch feminist, what do you think are the three most important moments in equality between the sexes in American history?
Oh, huh. See, I thought you might throw me a feminist question, but I wasn't prepared for this one.
Well,
so,
my notes here say you're a devoted feminist, so.
The closest I've come is studying feminist art in art school. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to pass on that answer, I guess?
I'm going to pass.
Okay.
I'll just say Judy Chicago, and that's it.
Okay. Why was your high school nickname Sandy Pants?
Wow, Sandy Pants. Well, if it was, I would imagine that somebody made, sand cakes with their bum cast them in stone and signed their name on it like a tattooed ass and passed it around for people to share. But since my name was not that, actually my nickname in high school was, it was Amit, spelled A-M-I-T-T.
Huh.
They misspelled my first name, oddly enough, in my yearbook. How do you misspell Matt, right?
That's pretty bad. They probably didn't know who you were, which I've heard is going around. All right, this is interesting. Thanks, CJ, for your help, but... I have one last question for me before we get into our host questions and then our Patreon questions. I'm sure you can answer this one.
Sure.
What's your favorite apple?
Oh, it has to be the Honeycrisp. Absolutely.
Excellent. Excellent. I don't know who you are, but I agree with you 100%. Good answer. Good answer. Best answer so far. Hopefully not the highlight for the episode. Okay.
It probably is.
I have here questions from the hosts. Ask Matt what it's like being a long-suffering Colts fan. Jack says this is a good question.
Jack brings this up every sports talk. Like, I mean, really? You're going to ask the lovely patrons and this awesome class that gave me a standing ovation when I first arrived. I can't believe your class. It's highly intelligent people.
They're
here.
But, very, Jack's very question, intelligent listeners. Yes.
I love Jack, but he can be a little redundant. I'll tell you this much. It's been great being a long-suffering Colts fan, especially that year they won. Suck it, Chargers.
Nick asks, what's the largest pickle you have ever eaten, and can you send photos?
I am not a pickle eater. The closest I came to eating was a fried pickle at a bar in Bloomington. And the Trojan Horse, I believe, is the bar's name. The pickle probably was just slightly larger than the Apple remote.
Well, that's not that big a pickle, I gotta say.
And very specific. But hey, a surprising question from Nick.
Yeah.
So always appreciate it.
Nick's a surprising guy. Russ asks, something about Jack in the Box tacos.
I feel like I'm playing a word association game.
You're telling me. I'm just reading the questions that were collected my way. So, Jack in the Box tacos.
Two for a dollar. Sometimes you can get them.
Excellent. Excellent. And then our last question from Mike Bloom is pass. Oh, I'm sorry. That's his answer to my question if he had a question for you. Okay.
Oh.
That takes us... From the host questions into our masterclass, the patrons themselves have several questions for you. We have Allison Nichols asks, Matt, can you tell us about your career as an artist?
Sure. Let's see. What can I say? I'm a painter, but I'm also a photographer. I teach drawing currently. I've taught photography. I help run a paper business. I've given lectures as well as lots of shows. I don't know. I've done a lot. I'm not bragging, but I'm just happy with my life that it's given me. So.
That's excellent answer. That's a second best question so far. I feel like your Apple answer was still better, but
probably it was direct.
So, do you ever paint or photo nude people?
Good question. And no, I tend to not go for nudes. It's just not my. When teaching drawing, though, you know, I'll have students draw the nude body. So, but tends to not be a subject matter that I'm like, oh, nude bodies.
Your nude body?
No, no, I don't subject the students to that. So
excellent.
I want them to retain their vision. So they'd be blinded by the aura.
SP Jones asks, are you going to play Colleen's game on your podcast?
I wish I knew how to play Colleen's game, but it's a tricky game, and it has lots of rules that I haven't quite looked up yet. So maybe.
I believe the number one rule of that game is take credit for somebody else's idea. That's step one.
Oh right, yeah, that was your idea, wasn't it? Was it, or no, somebody else's? I think it was Nick's. I think that was Nick's idea.
Yeah, sure, Nick's idea. All right. Another question from our patrons. What's your favorite part about podcasting with Russ?
When he doesn't show up. And when I talk to him, not on the podcast. No, I mean, we had a lovely conversation the other day. I give Russ a hard time, and maybe he gives me a hard time, but hey, that's what you do. You bust each other balls. So,
have you ever been more drunk than Mike on the podcast?
No, I've probably been more high than Mike on the podcast, though.
So it's called Three Stupid Guys, yet there's four hosts of you. Who's the not stupid one?
I think the point is we've never been able to do the math correctly, and I tend to think that when there's four of us. It's Jack's show, but we're the three stupid guys. That's how I've always thought of it for some reason.
And Jack's not the stupid one.
when he goes on those long tangents about baseball and Padres and you know maybe, but he's probably listening to this. Strike that. Can you edit that out? Class, clever your ears.
No, nope. There's no editing done in this podcast, fortunately or unfortunately. But who are you kidding? He's not listening to this podcast. This is too highbrow.
We did talk about Honeycrisp so far and nude bodies. So,
Matt, what is it like being the poster boy? Or most famous of the three stupid guys?
Oh, it's a lot to bear because, you know, the stupid guys moniker just follows you around everywhere.
Well, I mean, you definitely must be the most famous. You did get asked to be or signed to be on this podcast with me.
I suppose so. And probably you were just like, who is this Matt guy? Right?
Yeah, totally. I heard about you. Totally knew who you were. Completely.
My reputation precedes me. So.
Yes.
I did do a Married Man, not a Married Man. I did do a Mad Men podcast on my own for a while there with my sister. So.
Mad Men, huh? I've never seen that show.
Yeah.
Too lowbrow.
Never seen that show?
Too lowbrow.
Too lowbrow. I see.
Too lowbrow.
What would be higher brow than Mad Men for you? And your...
Well, the Married Man show, of course. And this show. I like Westworld. That's a pretty good show. Yeah, so...
I see. You're placating to Mike Bloom.
Oh, so. Hey, speaking of, he's going to be on next episode. I'm like so excited. Do you have any questions for him? Do you have any questions for him?
Oh, questions for the other host?
Yeah, like when Mike's on next week, like I cannot wait. Like I'm like the biggest Mike Bloom fan there is, like for serious.
I don't know your fanboyness or where it comes from, but if you could ask him, is he from the Bloom family? Like is it like a famous family of Bloomers?
Bloomies?
What is the Bloom mean?
What is the Bloom mean? That's a great question. I mean, it kind of seems kind of dumb, but and not specific enough for Mike Bloom. But I guess I'll write it down, and if I'm sure I'll have plenty to talk to him about. But just in case, like if I need filler, I'll write that down. Okay, cool. So is he from the Bloom family? What other questions might you have for Mike Bloom?
What's his favorite blossom?
Blossom. Well, I'm definitely going to ask him about his favorite apple. So maybe if he says apple blossom, it's like 2 and 1. Okay. Do you have any other questions for Mike?
I guess the only other question for Mike would be why he didn't have any questions for me, and if
I'm pretty sure he doesn't know who you are.
Great. Maybe does his podcast have 5 extra minutes than this one? You know, did you take away 5 from me and give it to Mike? You know, you didn't think about that until now, and now you're actually like, yeah, that's a brilliant idea. That's okay. That's what I'm for. I'm the backbone of the Jay and Jack podcast.
I'm actually hoping that like Jay and Jack review this episode and see how professional I am with you, and give me back 5 more minutes. I mean, I could probably, you know, with Mike Bloom, I could probably do like 1.5 hour podcast. It's just like the most fascinating questions for him. I mean, he really is like the second most shining star on the network. I mean, and it would be great to finally like be able to talk to someone that like, you know, mirrors my level of intrigue and fan favoriteness. And I'm just like, I'm sorry. I'm just so excited to talk to him.
Is it because he podcasts with Jay?
Well, no, is that why? Not really. I think Jay's overrated for sure. Not a fan. You know, Mike Bloom's, you know, from more famous podcasting networks, and then you know, our not that Jay and Jack aren't great, but you know.
I see how it is. Yeah. Just throw Jay under the bus. You know what? Hey, he's only appeared on you know, the Three Stupid Guys a couple times. And they weren't our highest rated.
Whoa.
Do I have to hit the deck?
Oh my gosh. Okay. That means we're in our lightning round. Sorry. We ran out of time. I had all these great questions about your like personal life and art career, but okay, just like Inside the Actor's Studio, here at Jay and Jack Present, a Shut Up Tim production of Inside the Podcaster Studio with Shut Up Tim. Yes, this is the full title. We go into our questions. So, Matt, what is your favorite word?
First word that jumped into my mind was butter. Sure why.
Butter. Okay, we're almost out of time, so please hurry up. What's your favorite food?
Pizza. I was going to say butter again, but pizza.
What is your favorite thing that I have ever said?
Shut up.
Which show on the network have you never listened to?
Oh, that's a good one. Probably the Dancing with the Stars one.
Okay, I still have this tingling in my arm. Should I go see the doctor about it?
It's still happening?
What's your favorite type of apple? Oh, sorry. Colleen, Amanda, or Shandy?
I knew you would ask me this. Can I say all 3?
If you want. Favorite Hamilton song?
The main one where he's never going to give it up. He's got his shot and he's going to make it and take it.
Football or football Americano?
Football. Soccer. Yes.
Lost or Westworld?
Oh, tough. Still Lost. It's longer.
What's the most embarrassing story you could think of?
Sometimes I send my friend... pictures of penises that I draw on the Apple iPhone just for fun. It cheers him up. So he's going through the forest and stuff.
All right. Thank you, Matt.